Yeah, I mean, obviously not a good situation to put the defense in, but they did a good job. I think they got a sack and put them in a long third down. And then, you know, of course, you punt us backed up, and a little thrill with the punt return there. But we got it. And, you know, at that point, when you're backed up, you're certainly thinking, you know, we got a chance to go win the game now that the overtime rule is kind of in play. But let's definitely try to change field positions as well and get us out of this hole. And then trying to think, hit a big third down to Owen. We started going some up-tempo on third down. Caught him one time, I think, with 12 on the field when we could have had a bigger play on that one. But on that play, I'm not sure they were totally dialed in what they were doing and caught Owen out the back door. And then got DT on a sideline. And you know, got past the 50, and then had a good play. We had a second down. Caught him in a blitz. Actually, be audible to a run play to I think it was Ronnie, and we got to a third and one situation. And that's what we were looking for, to kind of put him in a. Now we got him in a bind. Kind of got them where we want them a little bit, and had a run pass option. Went with the run, and that pretty much secured us. We were in field goal range.
You can have 25 possessions, I think it was, now without a touchdown, yet you guys are 6-0.
What's the question?
I mean, talk about being 6-0 with the struggle to score touchdowns.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're certainly you know, not playing as well as we would like, but we're playing well enough to win. We're doing some things right at critical times when we have to, whether it's the last drive of the game or in overtime. And we're going to continue to work and try to, you know, improve on the red zone and third down. We had a big play to Emmanuel, which came at a critical time. We were down and got the lead, and then great play by him.
A big play to Emmanuel.
Yeah. Coach Kubiak and Rico and Coach Knapp and I discussed, you know, via headsets and whatnot on the sideline, that we were going to come back after that with a play that that had Emmanuel on a go route. And we talk about just sort of, hey, alerting Emmanuel. That's kind of how the communication is. When they say, hey, alert Emmanuel, that means just if you got a good look to him, we can take a shot. And so we got a look, you know, had him in bump and run press coverage with a single safety, and able to get the ball, you know, in front of the corner. And then, you know, anytime you can hit him in stride and get him a chance to separate from the safety in the corner, he's as good as that as anybody in the league. So it came in a good time. No, yeah, no. I mean, obviously, we're not having a ton of breaks. I won't be going to Vegas for my bye weekend. I'm not feeling real lucky right now. I'll say that. So, you know, tip ball seemed to be going to them. And then, you know, we had a couple of plays for whatever reason. DT and I just couldn't quite connect. And he's made so many plays, and those were two I know he'd like to make. And then, you know, then sometimes, obviously, if things aren't going as well, you know, the challenge that you always have is avoiding pressing and trying to do too much, which is certainly the case on that throwing overtime. They, you know, was going to DT and they dropped an extra D lineman and had it covered up. And as opposed to refusing to just say, okay, they got us on this play, try to make it happen, and obviously put us in a bad spot. But our defense was able to stop them, and we were able to overcome it. Oh, I don't know. I thought our execution was really good. I thought they have a good defense, but I thought we did a good job. You know, kind of staying in phase, stay out of the third and longs. Those third and longs are tough to convert versus those guys. We had pretty good first and second down production with some completions, some positive runs, and then, you know, like I said, we were able to you know, get them in a third and one situation there at the end and get into field goal range. So I can't speak for them, but I know our execution was better on that last drive.
What did you think of the run game this time around?
Yeah, it was good. I thought CJ and Ronnie ran the ball well. I thought the line did a good job. We were you know, like I said, trying to stay in phase. You know, we obviously didn't run it as well in the red zone down there, which put us in some third and longs and forced us to you know, have to settle for a field goal. But thought those guys ran hard. There were some good holes there, and especially on that last drive, there were some good holes.
Time for a few more guys.
Watch.
You get some time to let this kind of digest this victory, and then just the first six over the season. But what are you going to really reflect on, I guess, during the bye week, kind of moving forward here?
Oh, I don't know. I can't speak for that. I'll let you know, I guess, next when are we up next Wednesday. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that media day next Wednesday. I can promise you that. So, so, you know, anytime you can get to the bye, golly, I haven't heard the news, but, you know, it didn't look good on Shane Ray. So I thought we were able to maybe kind of get through without too many major injuries. So we'll be thinking about him. And if we can get, you know, some other guys healthy, get DeMarcus back, you know, obviously it was great to see Owen back in there. He went out and he made, you know, probably the biggest play there on that third down in overtime. So if we can stay healthy and try to get ready for, you know, a big stretch coming back after the bye week.
You mentioned chalk up these wins on the road in unfamiliar locations for you. Do you back your mind, say that could be my last one in Cleveland?
This will be my last game in Cleveland. I feel pretty good about that. I can probably say that my last game in Detroit, you know, a few weeks ago. So, you know, I can't speak for some of these other division teams, I would say. If you can get out of anytime you can get out of an AFC road win with a win, it's a good thing. I don't care what their record is or anything else. It's tough to win on the road in the AFC. And you cannot take it for granted. You know, they're coming off a big win, beating one of their biggest rivals, a division team that's kind of had the division's number the past few years, and so they had a lot of momentum. And so for us to come in here and get a win, regardless of how it was, you don't take it for granted.
You mentioned that you were trying too hard maybe at times to make a play. Is that kind of unique where you kind of have to wait for the game to come back to you a little bit, where you're used to seeing you run up and down the field?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we are still going through a transition. We are trying to get on the same page and get comfortable, and, you know, the injuries have not helped that transition. You know, we started kind of the season with a fullback type H-back and James Casey, and you know, he's not with us anymore, and then Ty's injury forces some shuffling. So it is by no means, you know, been easy. But like, you know, Coach Kuby and I continue to talk, we are committed to trying to get on the same page and get where, you know, he and I have a good feel for each other. And we are both committed to the cause. And I think this bye week comes at a good time where we can study some things we've done in the first 6 weeks and see kind of what has worked and maybe what's not working as well. And try to, you know, that's where a bye week, I think that's what you use. As much as you use it for rest, you use it to kind of sort of, you know, do a little self-scout and see what things are working for us and what things we can build on. And, you know, that's what we'll do during this time, I think.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks.